This is an executive summary of how to read a REIT's FFO, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. If you try to evaluate a REIT using its GAAP net income, you'll often be misled, and that's not your fault. Real estate accounting includes a huge non-cash depreciation charge that distorts a REIT's reported earnings, making profitable, growing REITs look far less profitable than they are. To get around this, the REIT industry uses a standardized metric called Funds from Operations, FFO, defined by NAREIT, which adds back real estate depreciation and removes one-time gains and losses on property sales to better reflect a REIT's recurring operating performance. Understanding how to read FFO, where to find it, how it's calculated, how to use FFO per share and its growth, and what FFO can't tell you, is essential to evaluating any REIT. This guide explains why net income misleads, what FFO adds back, how to calculate and find FFO, how to use FFO per share and growth, and FFO's limitations. This is educational information, not investment advice. Verify current details in a REIT's own definitions before relying on them. FFO is reported by listed and unlisted REITs alike, and our 2026 REIT Investing Guide shows where each type discloses its operating metrics. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.